This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet, Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Hello, welcome to 2020 and Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
Happy New Year. How dare I invite people to the year? Who do I think I am?
No, you're not inviting. You're welcoming.
I'm welcoming.
I'm the hostess of the year.
What's going on? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And to everyone listening.
Yes. What did you do on New Year's?
Went to a great dinner at Maria. Had some delicious fusilli. It's like a
fish. Maria.
It's just Maria. M-A-R-E-A.
Ah.
It's like a restaurant.
In the city,
oh, yeah.
Okay, okay.
And then we went to fish at Madison Square Gardens.
Did you eat fish and then?
Yeah.
That's a dad joke. I'm so sorry.
Okay, I made that joke. I once, at one point, made that joke in my head, thought about making it to Avi, but I was like,
so
I can't do that.
I just did that live.
I was like, I can't do it to us. But yeah, that is what we did.
That's exciting.
It was delicious food.
Yeah. I feel like this, because like we didn't go away, right? This time around, so it's just been like home.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It's nice, but I'm getting a little bit stir crazy. I've been watching so much Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like, I'm having dreams with Teresa's voice in my head.
Oh my God.
And like Chris, just the Manzo family. Like, I think I'm in the family.
Well, here's the thing. Backing up just through these weeks of that would potentially make you go stir crazy. These are my favorite 2 weeks of the year because I like to just marinate and do nothing.
Yep,
however, I found myself very busy.
You found yourself very marinated?
No, not marinated enough.
The sauces aren't sticking.
Nope. Because every like day I had a thing.
Yeah, you were telling me.
I had like
me.
A whole thing. And I didn't feel that I got to like sufficiently marinate. And also, yeah.
Well, we're going on your bachelorette next
weekend. We're not marinating.
Yeah, but you can like, you know, you're going to be mentally preparing this week.
Right, I am.
So
I am.
It'll be fun.
But you know what marination means. You know, it means really, housewives forever.
Yeah, housewives forever. Yeah.
It means get like having nothing to Yeah, exactly. It means like you didn't do anything else.
Yeah,
and, like,
right.
The problem is that I did other things.
I feel like I'm over marinating. Perhaps I need to be thrown out.
You probably taste delicious.
I don't know.
Once cooked.
Yeah. Throw me on the pan. Okay, so this episode, we are going to do something special. I think we mentioned this in a previous episode that we were going to do this, which is, so we haven't listened to these clips. We did a New Year's resolution episode last year, the beginning of 2019. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say that while we haven't listened to these clips, we did hear just one to two seconds of one of the clips, and we screamed in horror. It was like
we cringed.
Yeah.
Because if we'd like to rewind to a previous episode where we talked about reading our own previous diaries, I think it was the episode with Carly, and we were both were like, no, like
so
throw out your diary, don't read it.
So that's what this episode's gonna be essentially. You're gonna get to bear witness to all of our discomfort in the moment. This is like unedited. I mean, maybe some of it's edited, but what you're hearing is real.
Kind of live. Yeah. So basically, welcome to the DST New Year's Resolutions 2020 episode. We recorded the same episode in 2019.
Can we give it a tagline? Where hindsight is 2020.
Wait, that's so funny.
It actually applies.
Did you come up with that?
Just now.
Wow.
Just as you said that.
Genius. That's hysterical.
That's what we call the title. Okay,
when hindsight is 2020. Okay, yeah. So we did the same thing last year where we kind of rolled through our resolutions. I remember in that episode that we kind of just thought I remember saying we're going to keep it simple, and then I just went crazy and I just like listed off 20,000 resolutions, and then I didn't actually like track them at all.
Right. No tracking.
So
that did happen. But I do remember one of your resolutions was that you wanted to work on like your relationships, which I think is a good resolution.
We'll see. But okay, so now we're gonna hear the clips, and then we are going to react to see how they held up now that we have hindsight 2020. Yeah. And then we're gonna set new ones for year.
We brought along our review of our accomplishments and our resolutions. So
I made mine more of goals. Like, I didn't do a resolution. Like, I just wrote some
stuff down. I'm literally going to read from my
some shit down.
I'm going to read from my journal notebook.
Yeah, me too. I took a pic.
Oh, you took a pic. Okay, yeah.
I made like a big journal with a graph paper.
Oh, like a bullet journal?
Yeah. I did it. I got a big 8x11 notebook.
Someone's feeling the January 1st spirit. Yeah,
I did it on January 2nd. Okay. No, January 1st, I was like a disgusting mess. January 2nd was when my habits kicked in. I went to the Hamptons just for the night with Rusty.
So why were you a disgusting mess?
Well, because the next day I was just like, felt like a big blob.
You're like, I'm doing that. Yeah. Okay.
Blob right. 2020.
Yeah. So did I. But today, I saw great movies. I saw so many movies to talk to you about. So many movies.
Uncut Gems, you see that?
Yes.
Okay, me too.
Yes.
What else did
New
you
Year's,
see?
I saw Bombshell.
I saw
Knives Out, but that I didn't know. I saw that before the break. And there was one more, Little Women.
Oh, I have to see that. I saw the Star Wars movie.
Oh, did you see Dark Waters? That's the last one on my list with Mark Ruffalo. It's not really well known, but it's like it's like an Aaron Brockovich-esque plot with like shit in the water.
Me love. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Okay, so first we're going to play. Well, Sean is going to play. Sean, our producer.
So I don't know. You probably don't remember the episode that well, but in the episode we basically talked about our shared accomplishments, our personal accomplishments, our shared resolutions, and our personal resolutions, and then our goals for DST. So we're going to play all of those.
So it's so funny because we're going to hear our 2018 accomplishments, which is technically like
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Wow. Wild. No, who was 2018 Aileen? I'm scared to hear.
This is so uncomfortable.
Okay, go.
First, I'll start with our shared accomplishments. We wrote a book in 3 months.
I know.
And then the book came out. And then we went.
Same year.
Yeah, same year. All in 2018. Went on a whole book tour. And I feel like the experience of writing a book about careers. So we wrote that book very quickly. And I feel like we actually did sort of become more authorities on careers and business.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think we grew our business a lot.
Okay.
All right.
So now this is 2019. Yeah, not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel confident in that we are more, even more now, I think, more authorities in
careers.
Maybe like internal authorities.
Yeah.
Like we're doing better.
Well, we have.
We had a successful last year.
Yeah, and we have like double the amount of employees pretty much.
Yeah, and did well financially.
You know, we're not going to give the EBITDA, but
we institute a lot of amazing policies, benefits. I was on the phone with my grandma yesterday. She's like, do you give vacation? I was like, oh, we give vacation. We give health insurance. We have 401s. We have 401s, to quote Phoebe Buffay. We have like a bunch of other shit, maternity leave and great shit. So
yeah, go it's us. Great for us.
Okay.
All right. Okay,
so we're hearing Sammy's accomplishments for 2018.
The pit. Oh my God.
I feel like I became much more like socially active this year, more invested in sort of like the world itself and like the difference I can make in it. We did the Election Day bus, which I was like super proud of. I felt like
that was an incredible moment.
I got Twitter.
New development.
New development. I ran a half marathon.
Woo! Incredible.
Thank you. What I like about that achievement is because I tend to like say I'm going to do something and then I don't do
it. Right. Yeah. I remember we talked about that. Yeah. But you
this,
did it.
I did.
How do you feel, Samantha?
I can't believe I put I got Twitter as one of the
When I heard you and I laughed that you said you're socially active, I thought you meant like you made more friends. No. And I was like, oh, okay, I know what she's talking about.
No, I have not made I didn't make any new friends that year. Oh, it's such a relief to not have mine being read right now.
Okay, now it's my, so what's your reaction?
I stand by
that. For yourself.
I think it's funny that I included Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
So I decided to wear tank tops, which is a really, really big one. That was like honestly huge.
Okay, that's my major accomplishment of 2018.
Wait, play more, Sean, because it sounds like I just like rambled off a million and Aileen only did one.
I started to wear tank tops.
Other things that happened was I got engaged and I got a dog, which are big, like
huge
things that changed my life in some ways, because getting engaged doesn't really change except for the fact that now I've added a giant stressor to myself that I have to plan a fucking wedding.
Okay, yeah, that I'm so glad that stressor is done, by the way. Yeah, I forgot that I got a dog. It feels like I've always had one, right? Like, doesn't it feel like there's no life before?
There's no life before.
Yeah, wearing tank tops was a major change in my life. I know it sounds so fucking trivial, like I cut the sleeves off my long sleeves, but it's it was like an acceptance.
Yeah. Which it stands for more.
It stands for a lot more. All right. So now we're going to actually. So that was a nice little tap on the back, pat on the back. I don't know phrases. Now we're going to hear actual resolutions that we made in the beginning of 2019 for the rest of the year. Now we're going to look back. Now the year's over to see how they held up.
First, our shared resolution.
First, our shared.
So the first one that we both have is that we want to be more responsible with our finances.
Or personal finances, like in terms of like budgeting.
Right. Right. But I think personally, we want to be smarter financially.
Yeah. I should check in on how my investments are doing. Oh, God.
Right. Maybe something I would like to do is not make. I think I've curbed this a lot. I used to shop much more impulsively than I do now. Mm. I want to keep going on that trend of like just not buying like so much stuff.
Yeah. I like that. Me too.
Well, yeah, I spent a fuck ton of money on my wedding.
Right.
But then, you know, it came back around. And then I actually did start doing a budget, like checking out how much I'm spending. It was a little harder like with the wedding because like it's so much more extreme during that time.
And it's also like separate. I think of it as like separate money almost.
Yeah, same. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then remember how I was saying like when it was over, like I had to fill a void. So I just started shopping like crazy.
Yeah.
So now that all that is over, I feel better. But yeah, I also when I set my like resolution for this year, I like actually wrote how much I want to save this year. Because now that there's no extra spend.
There's no excuse.
There's no, or no, there's also no like extravagant event.
Right.
Like I set how much I want to save, how much I need to put aside in order to save that much. Because it's not like I'm going to save this much money in a vacuum. Like you have to actually set
a
plan. So, okay. That's exciting. I feel like this is cool because you get to see like a seed of an idea. And then you see kind of like how you built a small foundation for it. And then you can maybe like make the act. Because I have a feeling, I'm predicting that our resolutions for this year are like going to be a bit like the next layer to the same ones from last.
Yeah, I actually think definitely.
Because we're the same people.
Right. And also we have the same priorities. Right.
Yeah.
So with that one, so it's interesting. When I started out the prior year, 2018, I had actually been doing like personal finance, like and budgeting of myself.
Yeah, I remember.
Like for the whole year, but it like kind of fell off when I moved in with Avi because then we started doing like mutual personal finance meetings every month. So I stopped kind of doing my own personal finance things. And then like with the starting to pay for the wedding, I started like buying a lot more shit.
Yeah,
I started spending like a lot more on that. So my whole personal finance system fell apart for myself.
But crumbled to the ground.
Just totally crumbled to the ground. But I know that I wasn't spending more than
I made.
But like at the same time, but Avi and I were also maintaining like our own budget. So there was like some semblance of stability on it. So one of my resolutions for this coming year is that I'm going to go back to doing personal finance meetings for myself.
For yourself.
In addition to the household's finance meeting.
Well, the thing is, if what we said was that we want to be more responsible. So I think we took a step to be more responsible. Now I feel like we could take action.
Right. I also think like because I had to budget much tighter in 2018 than I did in 2019.
Okay.
Just because of like, you know,
situations.
Money. So, and like also like my rent went down by like a lot of money. So that like, caused like, you know, created some wiggle room. So the circumstances like were okay for it. But I know that like going forward, I want to have like much more of a grasp on like what I'm spending personally and stop using like the wedding or like my bachelorette as an excuse to buy something every other day.
I remember that. Literally. You just like make excuses to spend an absurd amount of money on like a dumb thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep just buying shit. And then like when I tried on all those outfits for you yesterday and I don't even like half of them. I'm like, oh, man, none of these actually look good. I bought all these online.
I was buying stuff like the day we were leaving. I was opening packages to switch out outfits. Yeah. So, but it worked out.
Oh, great. So I have some time.
I didn't end up wearing half of it and I returned it all when I got back because it's only a few days. It's not like you're away for 2 weeks and the window of returns.
I need to return some stuff maybe today.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Okay, so what are we doing next? Sammy's resolutions for 20 from 2019 beginning.
No. Okay.
My first one is to be more patient and less reactive. Like, I have a low frustration tolerance, as my therapist has told me, which makes me like irritable sometimes. Yeah. And I want to be less like that.
I would still say that the assessment of myself stands. I still have a low frustration tolerance, but I do feel like I've become like slightly better. I've improved the amount I think that a person can realistically improve in a year.
Okay.
On that front.
I feel like only one can be one's judge of that. I don't actually know.
Yeah, because you like...
I don't actually know.
You only know the times that I wasn't patient. Right. You don't know all the times that I was.
Right.
So...
I don't know the times that you successfully restrained.
Yes, exactly. I would say... It's an improvement.
Great.
It's been a legitimate improvement. But it's not like I like tracked that.
Right. That's the biggest thing that I recognized in the beginning of this year is that I tracked nothing. Like the fact that we're going into this and it's a major surprise just shows the whole like why resolutions are bullshit. Because
and
you
it's
don't
not just that we
actually
didn't track
do
it.
Anything.
We obviously didn't even think about it as
after
being resolutions.
The episode, because we can't even remember what they were.
I'm like, pretty sure.
This
Hold
is
on.
News to
okay.
me.
Okay, one of the resolutions, take things in stride. That's basically be more patient, just in different words.
It's just different. You just got a little bit more sophisticated with your language.
Yeah, okay. What's next?
But yes, that's the biggest change. Okay, what are we doing? Another Sammy's resolution numero dos.
My second thing is being more disciplined with sticking to things.
Mm.
So like, yes. I'm very much like that girl who like, I feel like my whole life is sort of like me being 8 years old and starting to write in a diary and saying that I'm going to do this every day.
Yeah, like my diary. Then, yeah.
Yeah. Like that's sort of like my kind of the way I go about like a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I want to not like I want to be able to stick with something like long term, not like give it up or let it fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
And I just want to be like more disciplined in general.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This year's resolution. Stop being a lazy, whiny bitch.
Wait, that's so funny.
And then right after that, guilt-free January.
What do you take from that, hearing yourself say that?
I still think, again, it's similar to the first thing. The overall assessment of myself stands, but there has been an improvement to some level.
But but the fact that we don't even remember them, I feel like it removes the accountability.
Well, here's the thing. I actually think that ultimately what I'm getting from these two situations comparing them is that like New Year's is really just sort of like an accounting of my flaws. I kind of do the same thing around Rosh Hashanah, also New Year's. Like it's sort of more of like paying attention of like what are the character traits that I like want to change a little bit or like where can I like use some work.
Mm-hmm.
So of course every year the same things are going to come up, you know?
Yeah.
And like one can hope that you improve. But like it's always going to be the same things about myself.
Okay, let's hear number three.
My third one, and this is all I have like written down. I want to be more social and like less withdrawn. Like I don't want the highlight of my day to be when I go home and I sit on my couch and watch TV.
Best.
I know, it's the best. I want to do this for work and for social life. Like, I always want to cancel plans. I always want to, like, not go to the thing that I, like, don't have to, not required to go to. But I don't really want to be like that.
Wait, okay. This is funny because in the beginning I thought this was what this you meant, and now it is actually what I mean.
So I mean. Think maybe, you know, I can't tell if like I became more social and therefore like attended and did everything, or if everyone around me became less social, so there were less things I needed to attend.
I feel like we just had a lot of things to do this last year and that you had to go to. Like, we had so many weddings and so many
right, but like, there was no parties. There was no dropping out of that. Whereas, like, the year before, there's, like, more of a choice because it's, like, this is not really a priority.
Right. I also feel like that's... Do you really want to, like...
Well, you know, it's interesting. I had this conversation with my therapist and I don't want... yesterday, where, like, she and I were kind of talking about how she's, like, some of what you, like... do or that you dislike about yourself is just things that you've decided, like you just made a decision that those are like bad and that you just like don't like that you're like that, but like you're the one placing this moral judgment on yourself about this. Like, what if you just like didn't care? Like, what if you just said, this is who I am and like I don't care? And she's like, and even like for things that you actually do want to change about yourself, she's like, instead, like, she's like, maybe when you are being like, you know, your lazy whiny bitch, why don't you like make a joke about like this person who's like kind of like make fun of yourself a little bit,
yeah,
so that it's like funny and it's not like as demanding on myself. It's more of like a, oh, it's so funny that I like,
oh, here I am again. I think the biggest thing I remember talking to my therapist back in the day, I'm seeing her again next week, I'm so excited.
Oh, that's, is that a resolution?
It's more of a habit change. I'll get to my breakdown later. Was that she's like, a lot of what you're saying is like the supposed to's and like the things that you think that you should be doing, but really like that's what who said. And so really like I'll get to my biggest intention for this year is just to be more of like you learn about yourself and lean into that instead of like make your flaws like bad, like just that's who you are and that's embrace it and just kind of like
whatever.
Stop trying to change those things and like think about all the things that make you amazing and then like make those, lean into those.
Right. But so instead of like being more like social and like not canceling plans, instead of making that, what I actually did kind of, I think, in place of that was I wrote for this year to focus on relationships and think of new ways to be thoughtful of people.
That's nice.
So that it's like more deep rather than like, oh, I have to go to things.
Yeah, like what, because at the end of the day, you're just forcing yourself to go, and then you're thinking about how do I get back on my couch.
Yeah, that I'm always thinking about that. Thinking about it right now.
Oh my
god! But like, no offense, like it's just always in my brain.
I take no offense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Aileen, let's hear your first resolution from 2019.
I'll go to be less judgmental of others, including myself.
Judgmentals. I don't know. I have no idea.
I feel that you, just like my assessment, I feel that you like may you I feel like it's another situation, the character trait stands, but you're working on it and you've improved.
I've defined that I need to work on it in the beginning of last year and I'm actively working on it. I think I'm definitely less judgmental of my, I've made significant progress of being less judgmental of myself by the end of 2019.
Yeah.
And the beginning, because the beginning I remember like walking through the like my streets and like looking through reflective surfaces and surfaces and being like really harsh on myself, and now I recognize that I don't do that. Like I'll actively try to think of positive things to say. So that's a big shift. I don't know. I think that I'm less judgmental of others. I actively, yesterday Rusty told me the story about someone we both know, and I was like, he's like, are you gonna tell your friends? I was like, no, that's not right for me to do that. Right. And I was like, wow, pat on the back for Aileen.
Yeah. No, I think it's like we just like have these flaws, these are what they are, and then you can like work year after year to make them like a little bit less bad, and that's just all that you can really expect from yourself.
Hearing this, it gets me excited to get to the ones I wrote for this year.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
my next one is associated to my first one.
Yeah.
Less affected by others' judgment.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, again, that's a good
like
one.
Like 2019 year of giving no fucks about what a QQQ of what other people think.
Yes.
And I just want to like literally give no, like maybe one fuck. Just less than however many I give now.
I also want to add that to my list as well.
Okay.
Funny. I started to give a lot of fucks around my wedding. Obviously, I got really roped into it. Yeah. And so like, I don't think I followed that.
Fair. But it could have been because of the wedding.
Yeah, but I really got roped into it. Like, because you really start, it's like a tornado.
I know. I'm really trying.
A tornado of others' opinions.
I know. I'm really trying not to do it. I'm terrified. It's coming.
I think that that one is, again, like what you said. It needs a rephrasing. It's not like not caring about what other people think, but instead caring about what you need. And what? That's a direct quote from my 2020 resolutions. Okay, next.
Direct quote.
There's this one, but it comes with a question.
Yes. Okay.
So everyone like is always like, be kind. But here's the thing. I'm into that. I'm into like just generally being kind, but nobody could just be kind. So my thought is like, how specifically can I be kinder to Rusty? How can I be kinder to my mom, you know, to the people around me? Like, okay, so I think mine is just to be less snappy.
Snappy?
Yeah.
To be less snappy. Again, during the wedding, I was very snappy. I was not handling my stress well. But I think that now that it's over, I have significantly improved snappiness.
Yes.
So still working on it. Okay.
The wedding, I feel like shouldn't count. Shouldn't count your finance meetings.
Nothing. It's like
shouldn't count your attitude.
It's a cloud. No one should get married.
Great. I'm getting married in 3 months and 15 days.
Think about how amazing it's going to be after.
I know, but then I don't want it to like, be over.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm like in the crux of the stress enough that I'm like waiting for it to be over.
No, I was never waiting for it to be over. I'm just saying now, hindsight 2020, that it's over. Remember I told you like I didn't know how stressed I was until looking back later.
At what point did you get that level of stress? Like when did that happen?
I don't know. I just remember like when I had like two huge to-do lists for work and for wedding and having to do both of them and just really reacting and not really like working through it well, but thinking I was handling it well because I was getting my shit done, you know, like I was getting it done, but like the emotions around it, I was ignoring them and I was just kind of acting a fool.
I'm terrified.
It's fine. It's great.
No, I'm more like terrified of how I'm going to act.
Don't be.
I just don't like.
I put so much pressure on myself to lose so much weight, and like.
Oh, we'll get to that later.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, and I didn't relieve any pressure for myself about work, so it's just it was kind of both. It was like I was running on low. Yeah. Okay.
So we also have one last thing that we want to play from last year. It is goals for DST, and we're going to play one of them.
So the first one we talk about a lot ourselves, and we've mentioned a few times on the podcast, which is building the DST community in person. In the next year, we really want to build IRL events.
Well, we did that.
Yeah, wow. We had an amazing event. Show. So that's exciting.
That was a huge undertaking. Yeah.
And a lot of people showed up. And for next year, we're thinking of how to make them a little bit more intimate and more meaningful. So look out for next year's little get-togethers. All right, so now let's talk about this year. Let's be present. Now we're present. So we're going to just each do one really big accomplishment that we feel for last year. I feel like our business accomplishments, they're shared, right?
Yes.
Mostly shared. Yes. So personal developments.
Yes.
Mine is as relates to this podcast. Should I go?
Yeah.
Okay. The one that I wrote down, the biggest one I think that I feel a personal kind of like, that I feel the strongest about is that I think that I remember setting this intention at the beginning of the year, and this, I think I have it, is getting a much better relationship with food, what dieting is, tuning out the noise of everyone around me and just staying true to what like I think and I believe in. So that's my biggest one. I remember after Jordan Zaya came on the podcast, I ran into him outside. He's like, Eileen, I'm so proud of you. Like you, from the first time we met, like to now, even Rico is like, you sound like a different person. And I was like, I really I'm very proud of that. So
that's amazing.
Yay, 2019 leans. Yeah. Okay. Saman, what's yours?
I think mine is, I guess, getting engaged.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. It's a big commitment you've made.
Yes, it is a big commitment. And also, like, we moved in this year. That's all within 2019. One. So, you know, I've been able to coexist with another human in my space for, you know, a year, which is a big deal.
Big deal. I also think committing to get married to someone and moving in with them very short amount of time is also an accomplishment, because you're like committing. That's a it's a huge commitment. Because normally I'd be like, let's see how this goes. But like, you believed in it so
much. I feel like it was like, if we had had like any issues like in the beginning, I think we would have like maybe not even like not done it.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't, you know.
I mean, that's great. No issue.
So very excited for the wedding.
The wedding. I'm also very excited. I have to book my flight.
Oh, yeah.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Okay, so resolutions for 2020. Do you want to go?
You go first. Mine are all just like random things I wrote to myself.
I'm going to give you the context of this.
Okay.
Everyone, a visual. I bought a notebook like 3 days ago on Amazon, like a big 8x11 graphic paper, because I like the boxes. You know, it gives fine lines, straight lines. And so I decided, because my favorite, I looked back on the last year. What was a habit of mine that I loved doing that really made a difference in just my life, which was the journaling. So what did I love doing? I loved habit tracking, and I loved just like looking at a calendar and like writing notes on like what this day was, what that day was, just as like a, just to remember. So I made my own calendar. It was a blank notebook. I made a calendar for January, like I calculated the numbers of the lines and the boxes, and I did like 1 month of like the habits. So for every week, and then I did monthly habits. So, and then in the beginning, of the journal, though, I wrote my accomplishments 2019 because I knew we were coming on this podcast. And then on the right side, I wrote like 2020 goals and quote unquote resolutions because I don't like believe in the whole resolution thing, but I think you just need to set goals and then figure out ways to track them. That's the biggest thing is the tracking this year.
Right.
As we can see,
right.
There's no way to know what you wrote. So unless you listen to the podcast, like still, so yeah. You're not track. Like, you can't come up an untrackable goal. It might as well be no goal.
Fair. Yeah.
Like it's just something that you say and then it just goes poof.
Well, you can say, well, that's, I think that applies with like certain things. It because it depends on like if you're trying to work on a character trait.
No, I disagree. I think that you can.
How can you track patience?
Okay, so you say, so how can I be more patient? Let's come up with three examples of where I have been not patient in the past. And how can I, what would I have done to change this thing or see a therapist to work on this? Like you can set three things that you could do to work towards those things. And then you could track to see if you,
I guess, some are like lending themselves more to it than other, because I think that like patience is in like the small moments. It's like,
right, but when then you're like standing, that but like you can say like every week you could write ways I was patient, like I was proud of myself these four times this month, and then two times I fucked up where I reacted.
I guess, maybe.
I'm saying you could track everything and then you could look back and be like, wow, yeah. I really did make a difference. Otherwise, you're just like looking back and you're like, I'm the same.
Right. I mean, I will say my plans to track are, I'm skeptical about them.
Well, anyway, that's why I can make you a notebook. I'm in the notebook business. Okay, wait. So these are mine. This is a very long context situation. Okay. So my first thing is that I wrote a big intention, which is... So it's to focus on my personal needs and to make a proactive effort into making my life better. So like, or happier. So it's not like I'm just going to sit back and wait for shit to happen. I'm going to like do things to make things better. So the first thing that I think that made a big difference would be switched our schedules around so that we can have more free time to
not be in the same room.
We'll not be in the same room because, you know, there's no personal space there. And well, just before we get into our new office space, which we are going to.
Yeah.
But that's a big one. Okay. Oh, yeah. One of the dashes under there was stop saying yes to please others. Like say yes for when you actually want to do something, not just to make other people happy. That's a big one because I do that a lot. Also, stop being so proud and let go and say sorry when you're wrong is also a big one. Okay, so I made a list of doctor's appointments I need to make now that I have Rusty's insurance. And I wrote food habits. I wrote like mental health habits, relationship things, work things, and finance things. So I put them in buckets. Oh. And I put two goals for my food habits, which is... just lose a little weight, but then use the rest of the year to maintain, to learn how to maintain. That's my big one. And then my other goal is to do one pull-up. And the way that I'm going to get these things, just wait, I wrote, I'm going to cook four times a week. That's a big, big thing that I'm focusing on. Do strength twice a week and do cardio 2 to 3 times a week. Now that I have my Peloton, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah. Tell us about that.
You want to know about the Peloton?
Yeah.
It's great. Okay. It's amazing. Like, you just go.
Yeah.
And you're done. And you could just go back on your cat. Like,
I know.
Like
I'm a big out-home workouter.
I know, but I hate doing like strength training in my house. I like going to a gym. But like the cardio element of just going literally like there and just going and then 30 minutes you're done. You can just like go to your shower and it's so nice.
Yeah. Or you can wait and then go to your shower.
I can't even tell you. And it's so nice. And so like, oh, I just burned 300 calories by literally just. It's amazing. So I'm gonna try to meditate, so I'm starting with once a week. I've never done that I've never actually followed through, so we're gonna see how that goes. And I'm not gonna tell you all my other things about like my private stuff, but I wrote for my personal finances to save a certain amount of money, but then the way that I'm gonna do it is to put a certain amount every month away, because you know, you just
you have to.
But those are my things. How do you feel about them?
I think they're great. I think they're great. I think they're very good because they're very specific, and mine are literally just like, do this.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm sure I can come up with all these, like, because everyone says it's all bullshit, but
it doesn't have to be bullshit. Okay. My approach is slightly different because I feel like I always looked at my, and I still do look at my problems as like part of a whole thing. Like my issues or the things that where I'm not the optimal person I'd like to be, all sort of stem from like one or two, or you could even just say like kind of like one thing. Like I feel like sometimes it comes down to like whether I embrace like my like inner child or my like aspirational adult, like in my head.
Yeah.
Like am I basically like giving myself like the easy way out, which I tend to love to do. It feels so good.
Yeah.
Or am I like gonna just like suck it up and like do the thing that I know I really don't want to fucking do, act the way I don't want to act. I already did it last night. Like Avi said something that pissed me off and I was like so ready to like just be like, just like aggress. Yeah. And then I just like didn't. I was like, just stop. And I felt it like coming up inside me. Like, I have to say it.
Yeah.
But like, then I just was like, oh, it's January 2nd. I don't have to say it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I both like wrote.
Right. We approach everything differently. Yeah. Just so, but right. You know, I love a plan and you love like an approach.
Right. I do. I love an approach.
And I love I like making plans.
So I'll just like write some things. Like I feel that 2020 is a year of being accountable to myself and my actions, of not coming at things from a place of my ego, ready to make choices I know I should, the ones I should be making, whether small or large, and let go of the tendencies, habits, and patterns of my younger self to the extent that I can help it. I want to make decisions and habits and a lifestyle that I'm proud of myself for, and try to remember it can really be a fresh start if I decide that it is. It doesn't have to be bullshit. And then another thing that I've sort of realized is
I like that.
Another thing. Oh, thank you. Another thing I sort of realized is like I actually had this epiphany like a month ago even.
Cash.
Where like piff? Most. Yeah, cash piff. No, like in the airport. Going to Vancouver.
Cash piff.
It was a cash piff.
Okay.
And we're like, I think a lot of my life, I like feel sorry for myself. I'm like, oh, like this bad thing and this bad thing and this hard thing. And like, I can't get over it. And I can't, like, I can't make myself like I just can't get past that. And I felt like all of a sudden, like last month, I was like, oh, I have it all. Like I have everything I wanted. This is the person I envisioned becoming. She's here. She made it. She
who
did
is
it.
She?
Who is she? Uh-huh. She like that is who I am now. It's all the
you can
pieces are in place. I can like let go of all that shit. And I felt like this immense amount of gratitude. So I wrote basically one of my things on the resolution side, not on the paragraph side notebook, is I want to lean into gratitude, enjoy my life, the times that it is good, and try to get the most out of it. And then my mom sent this whole message to me and Avi about like life is peaks and valleys and like
it's true. Matt like, just gave me that whole speech this morning.
Ugh, killing me. And then there was like, okay, whatever. Try to remember how good things are and linger on that reality and that outlook instead of the alternative or like what's coming. So I wrote, those were like that's the approach.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because yours isn't a paragraph. Mine's just like strict bullets.
No, I also have bullets, but they're not. No, I know,
but that's the, yeah.
Okay, I'll read you my
bullets.
That's
where you can check mark.
Right, I'll check mark. Right, I'll read you my bullets. Read one book per month. I already do this, but I also spend a lot of time not reading, which I could be because I actually like it more than TV. I don't know why I don't
TV's
do it more.
TV's easier.
Well, TV, I like the sound. I like the soothing, the light, the sound. Someone's like, you know. It's more soothing than reading. Reading is like, I have to be in the book.
It's active.
Active, right.
Yeah.
My second bullet, work hard.
You can track that
but
one.
But like, it's like, actually work hard. Like, I know when I'm working hard or when I'm bullshit working hard. Like, I know I'm doing it or
but
not.
But you do work hard. Like, you do.
No, but I think I do work hard, but like, keep it up. Okay. I know what I mean.
Okay.
No guilt January. That's something my therapist and I are working on.
Guilt, like.
Don't feel guilty for anything I do. That's against these things.
Don't feel guilty.
Yeah.
For anything you do.
For anything.
Okay.
I mean, if I kill someone, maybe. But like, you okay, know what
okay,
I mean.
Okay.
Like,
anything small.
Yeah.
Anything you wouldn't tell your friend to feel guilty for.
Yeah. Work out consistently. That one I gave a track of times a week. Start solid core. I went yesterday. I realized I just don't have to do workouts I don't want to do anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me too. After hearing that, like, legit, like, really strong people just don't run, and I was like, I don't like to, like, really, like, I like running, but I hate it. So yeah. Yeah, don't need to do it.
I wrote just the wedding diet. 10 to 15 pounds.
Okay.
Stop being a lazy, whiny bitch.
Okay, what are you going to do to do that?
I'm just going to, I don't know. That's the crux of all of it. Stop being a lazy, whiny bitch.
It like, seems like you're putting a lot of guilt.
I know. That's the irony that they're written next to each other. Finance meetings with myself every month. Stop buying so much.
Yeah.
Self-care, skincare, nail care. Go in the sauna more.
Okay.
Meaning like actually put moisturizer on instead of letting it like sit there.
Get a manicure.
There. Yeah. Work on my book. You'll see after the wedding. Take things in stride.
Okay.
Meaning like don't freak out all the time. Lean into gratitude, like what I said on the other page. Try to be more organized. Try to be more. Use Trello, because I'm trying to use that. Focus on relationships and thinking of new ways to be thoughtful to people I read. Then there's just, I don't need dessert every day.
That's not even like a to-do. It's like a reminder.
Right. Also, then we have worrying doesn't help.
Okay.
This is a reminder.
So these are reminders.
Then I wrote, maybe actually try meditating again.
Yeah. Me too.
Care about outfits and presentation, meaning do my hair, wear shoes that aren't sneakers, and put on makeup.
Okay.
Those are my resolutions.
I like those.
Do you like how they're like a combination of like just like random commentary?
But it's good that it's written down because this is a start. This is better. Already we're doing better than last year.
I think it's like it shows how differently our brains work.
Yeah.
Like I'm just like, oh, this is the general vibe we're going with.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you have to, the boxes are going to measure the boxes.
No, what I mean is we're already doing better. No, you know I like to do something creative with my hands. So that's why it's a great excuse. So
is this funny?
It's right, Sean. No, I agree. It's that's what I was saying is like the difference in ours and mine's like very like mathematical.
Right.
And yours is like poetic.
Stream of consciousness, literally.
What I'm saying is that we're already doing better than last year because like we wrote them down.
Yeah, that's true.
Last year,
and they're in my notebook that I use every day. I use this notebook.
Well, I wrote them in my new notebook that I'm using every day because I ran out of pages in my last one.
I have an accomplishment.
What?
Last year, I finished a notebook for the first time ever.
Really?
Like, I actually used it cover to cover.
That's great.
Filled it with my shit.
That's amazing.
I've never done it in my life.
I've also never. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The journaling changes your life. I mean, Jazz by Gina said.
Right. Jazz by Gina has got something. She is like, she could be like a Tony Robbins type.
You know what I want to do? What I didn't write in my notebook.
But without the assault.
Which she wrote.
Assaulted.
He assaulted?
Yeah.
When?
You'll read
recently?
About it. No, like it's been going on.
No.
No shock there, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what she said, though, that I didn't write in my notebook that I just remember that I wanted to, that I liked? It was like, write down how you want to feel. At the end of it. So yeah. I want to write that. Mine was more like practical, do these things and track them. And like, how do you like a step-by-step plan of how to, I didn't get into the details of how to achieve each one of my goals.
Part of why I didn't do the habit tracking as, cause you know, I used to do that.
Yeah.
Is that I feel that I became too hard on myself because of it. Mm. And I became obsessed. And I did habit track. I habit tracked literally from like, I remember I did it from like March or something through like September.
Mm.
And I fell off of it at some point. And then I tried to do it more and more and I couldn't get it. But I realized that like I'd become compulsive about it, about like getting the check mark.
Yeah.
And that I hadn't actually like necessarily internalized the behaviors. And I feel that it kind of like just, it made me like less organized after I stopped doing it.
So funny, mine's the complete opposite. Like when I don't do it, I feel so, I'm so much harder on myself because I see one day in like a vacuum out of context. Whereas then like if I have it in the context of like a week or a month, I'm like, wow, it's not really that big of a deal.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, that's okay. So I missed a workout, NBD. But if you look at it in one day and I'm like, fuck, you were a lazy piece of shit. You didn't work out today. You know what I mean? Like, yet, for example, yesterday I could have gone on the Peloton, but I really just like didn't want to. And I like the whole day I was like feeling like crap. But then I did my whole notebook and then I realized 2 days ago I went on the Peloton 2 days in a row and I was going to live today. So I was like, oh, like that's fine. Right. It's not a big deal. You went and cooked instead. Like, it's fine. So right. It's so funny. It's the complete opposite. We have different brains.
We do. They work differently.
Yeah. But in tandem.
Science brain versus the English brain.
English.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Okay, we have our very first audience non-scale win of the year. And if you have a non-scale win, please send it to dst@betches.com or DM it to us at Diet Starts Tomorrow to be featured. This non-scale win is from Devin. Devin says, hello. To say this podcast has changed my life is an understatement. Thank you for speaking your truths and normalizing all this weird food behavior I thought I had to hide because it was, well, weird. I love your approach to health and wellness, in quotes, and it's helped me change my mindset so much. Anyway, here's my non-scale win. Last night was a celebration of the decade, literally, and my husband and I always stop for a McDonald's feast on the way home from New Year's Eve festivities. I'm happy to say that as we were passing those tantalizing golden arches, I thought of you two and your podcast when you were talking about something to the effect of wanting to eat something but you decided to stay strong and abstain and you didn't die and felt good about your choice. So we zipped past the extra 1,500 calories I could have consumed. And I'm happy to say I woke up on January 1st, 2020 with no gluttonous regrets from the night before. And just like you, I didn't die.
I like
nice.
It.
Nice.
But yeah. If you were to have the McDonald's also.
It would be fine.
If you did have it, you would be fine too. You wouldn't die.
On New Year's, I also rejected a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish I had had it.
You can still get one.
I might.
Yeah. You can still do it.
What's your non-scale win?
Doing my notebook. My non-scale win, also getting the Peloton, going to the Live Method despite feeling like a big blob. Those are big ones. Clearing our schedules to make room.
Right.
Making an appointment with my therapist. I made 4 appointments for doctors. I'm going to get my knees checked. Oh, I'm going to a dermatologist for the first time. You know I have fucking knee problems.
It's just funny, like the way you say it. Like,
I swear to God, I need to get no cartilage left, guys. Okay. What else am I doing? Oh, I made an appointment for LASIK.
Oh my consult. Gosh.
Yeah, I was.
Avi got LASIK. You should ask him about it.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay.
The worst part about it is that before the consult, you have to wear your glasses for 2 weeks. Before the consult, you have to wear your glasses.
Apparently, the whole thing takes like 20 minutes.
Like less than?
Yeah, 5.
But then, like, but I don't wear my glasses. They give me a headache, so good luck, guys.
Great. Amazing.
But I made a primary care physician. This is Care January.
Primary care January.
Primary care January. I'm going to be going to the doctor's like an old lady.
So funny.
A doctor's appointment, guys. Okay. Anyway, those are my non-skill wins.
That's a lot.
I know. Okay, what are yours?
I did indeed start Solid Core, which I like.
What is it?
It's like SLT. With the,
it's like a reformer?
It's good. Ugh. It's good. It's great. No, I think I need to do things like this. I also got a new boxing trainer.
Ooh.
Which I'm so excited about. This morning I boxed, like, not with a bag because it always hurts your knuckles. She does the things.
Yeah, with the pads.
It was so fun.
It's literally the most exhilarating workout.
It is exhilarating. Mm-hmm. It is exhilarating.
I love it.
Last night when I was trying on my, I feel like I had something else, but this, I guess, will be the one that I say. I was trying on my bachelorette outfits and not really liking them and like staring at like, you know, myself and them being like, can't wait for you. Thank you. But like, and like, oh, my thighs. I wanted to just like pick myself apart. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm like, at first, I was thinking, I was like, you know, how much can I weight can I lose in a week? Like, that was my first reaction. I was like, if I eat nothing. That was my first reaction. But then I was just like, you're being ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to go out and buy like 1,000 new items. I can like figure out what to do with like what I have. Mostly, maybe I will buy some new items. I don't know. But I just kind of like got over it quickly.
Great.
It was also because we had this huge airstrike against Iran, and that really snapped me out of it real quick.
Yeah, it really
I was like, oh shit, we could have a cyber war. Why am I worrying about like?
It really puts you back into the reality of life.
It did. Let me tell
you. What color jeans do these boots go in?
Yeah. And then I out of fear, I placed like a massive Costco order for non-perishables.
That could be your nuts killing. I met a guy with a bunker. I met a guy with a bunker.
Who? Are you friends?
No.
You should become friends.
Well, no. We spent Christmas with one of Rusty's friends' families, and he has this like weird uncle, and he like
does the bunker get Wi-Fi?
Bunker.
Does it get Wi-Fi?
I don't think so. I also don't think it's like that great of a bunker because it's not underground.
Yeah, but the issue is
it can't survive like nuclear apocalypse.
I don't think the problem is going to be nuclear. I'm worried about like the bank, you know, like the subway.
Mr. Robot.
I walked here because I didn't want to go in the subway.
Mr. Robot style apocalypse where the bank you can't take from the ATM.
Yeah, or like years and years.
I didn't watch that.
Don't.
I don't want to. It seemed bad to me.
It was great.
All right, guys. So what is the audience working out to this week?
Jess from LA.
She says, "When I Get There" by Big Wild is a great workout song for running or when you're at the machines because it has a really good beat. That's amazing, guys. And 2020.
I know. I thought it was going to be great. And then there was the airstrike.
There's always going to be something.
Not like that.
It's really crazy.
But at least it got my mind off my thighs.
Let's end it on a positive note. This has been a fun episode.
Yes.
Really. I mean, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, like I
you know what else is a non-scale win? We instituted work from home Fridays here at Betches Media. And the only people here today, devoted people.
Sorry, Sean.
Are us and Sean, you know? But I think I've already filled bullet number two of my resolutions. Work hard.
I might just say, though, like you're setting up people to fail if you think that coming to work on a Friday when you tell them to work from home is working hard.
No, it's nothing against anybody. But like, I came here.
Yeah, we didn't
on
resist.
My legs. Exactly. We didn't resist. We weren't like, oh, can we like do something else?
Yeah.
Can we record it from home?
Yeah. So this has been a great year so far.
It hasn't been though.
That's positive. Okay, let's think positive. Right. Let's end this on a positive
note. Especially because I'm trying to lean into gratitude and remember how good it is while it's good.
While it's good, let's remember. And everyone, we really appreciate everything that you, all of the support and the community for this last year. It's been kind of life changing. I hope for you guys, for us, for the Facebook group. Join the Facebook group. It's called Diet Starts Tomorrowers. People are so funny. I just like love it. And also if you're a bride, join the Betches Brides group. I think we might do like a crossover thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that. And email us dst@betches.com, at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, DM. You know Carly's there reading everything you're writing.
And now you know all about her past decade.
Everything. Email no, don't email us. DM us at Sammy, at Aileen. And please rate, review, subscribe. We'd love to go into this next year with more amazing reviews from you guys. That would really make a difference for us. So we'd really appreciate it. We'd be grateful. Sammy would lean into her gratitude if you would leave us more reviews that are positive. And just tell us how you feel about this podcast, because that would help us make it even better for this next year. And yay.
Should we do our sign off?
Yeah. We're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Yeah. Woo. All right. Bye, guys.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Thank you. thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.